Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You're listening to the program A to Z. Today we will be discussing taqwa and burning the acts of worship. It is an important topic when we evaluate our life, how we live day to day, how we do the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we try to attain taqwa, and how our good acts can be potentially burnt. I'm going to read a tradition from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, on the day of judgment, there would be people whose good deeds will be as heavy as the mountains of Tahama. In spite of this, it would be ordered that they be tossed into the hellfire of the hell. Upon this statement that the Prophet made, one of the companions said, O Prophet, were these people not performing salat, which means namaz, prayers? Prophet said they were praying, they were fasting, they were also spending a part of night in worship. The companion said, why then would they be tossed into the hellfire? Prophet said that whenever they had a chance to do something which gave them pleasure, they used to rush to it without thinking whether it was right or wrong. Dear listeners, this is something really important for us to know. While we may think that we are praying, we are fasting, we are carrying out other religious obligations, and that gives us a license to do whatever we think or feel is right for the sake of pleasure, no, that's not the case. We need to know what our responsibilities are, what we need to be doing, what we ought not to be doing, right? But at the same time, in the light of this tradition, we have to know that all of those good acts can be potentially be wasted if we do what? If we just rush to the pleasures without evaluating what the pleasure is. Is it a right type of pleasure or is it a wrong type of pleasure? So the lessons that we learn from this tradition of the Holy Prophet is that we have to learn how to resist against seeking material pleasures. That's important, brothers and sisters. We have to scrutinize if that pleasure is allowed or not, right? We cannot just hop onto any pleasure that come in front of us just because we are a good Muslim, we have been praying, we have been fasting. No. Then we do not give up on halal pleasure and entertainment, right? So this is another aspect that you need to be careful of. Once you say that I'm going to be really, really careful in the types of pleasures that I go and enjoy, you have to be careful not to go to the other extreme. A lot of times we see in our daily life that people, when they try to be careful in seeking pleasures, what they do? They go to the other extreme and then they quit all the pleasures of life. They become these stale, boring people who are nothing but a boring personality. Nobody wants to be around them. Why? Because they're so-called religious personalities. This is not how it's supposed to be. This is the other extreme, right? So we have to be careful on that. We do not give up on halal pleasures and entertainments that Allah has allowed us to be participants of. Just do a normal life, be lively, but within the confines of Islamic teachings.